Lesson 1. Language Learning. Part A. Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the lecture and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Today, I'd like to talk about some of the problems that students face when they follow a course of study through the medium of English, if English is not their mother tongue. The problems can be divided into three broad categories: psychological, cultural, and linguistic. The first two categories mainly affect those who come to study in Britain from Asia and Africa. I'll come to comment only briefly on these two categories, and then spend most of the time looking at linguistic difficulties which apply to everyone. Some of the common psychological problems really involve fear of the unknown. For example, whether one's academic studies will be too difficult. Looking at the cultural problems, we can see that some of them are of a very practical nature. For example, arranging satisfactory accommodation. Others are less easy to define. The largest category seems to be linguistic. Let's look at this in some details. Most students, in their own countries, will have little opportunity to practice using English. When foreign learners first have the opportunity to speak to an English-speaking person, they may have a shock. They often have great difficulty in understanding. I'll just mention three of the possible reasons for this. First, it seems to students that English people speak very quickly. Second, they speak with a variety of accents. Third, different styles of speech are used. For all of these reasons, students will have difficulty, mainly because they lack everyday practice in listening to English people speaking English. What can a student do, then, to overcome these difficulties? Obviously, attend English classes and, if a language laboratory is available, use it as much as possible. He should also listen to programs in English on the radio and TV. Perhaps most important of all, he should take every opportunity to meet and speak with native English-speaking people. In addition, the student probably has difficulty in speaking English fluently. The advice here will seem difficult to follow, but it's necessary. Firstly, he must simplify what he wants to say so that he can express himself reasonably clearly. Secondly, he must try to think in English, not translate from his mother tongue. This will begin to take place only when his use of English becomes automatic. Using a language laboratory and listening to English as much as possible will help.
Question number one. What does the lecture mainly discuss? Question number two. What kind of students is the speaker referring to? Question number three. Why do students have difficulties in understanding English speech? Question number four. How, according to the speaker, can foreign students learn to speak English fluently? Question number five. Which of the following statements can be inferred from the passage? Exercise two. Listen to the three parts of the lecture one by one. Each part will be read twice. As you listen, make notes to help you complete the following charts.
The problems can be divided into three broad categories: psychological, cultural, and linguistic. The first two categories mainly affect those who come to study in Britain from Asia and Africa. I'll come to comment only briefly on these two categories, and then spend most of the time looking at linguistic difficulties which apply to everyone. Some of the common psychological problems really involve fear of the unknown. For example, whether one's academic studies will be too difficult. Looking at the cultural problems, we can see that some of them are of a very practical nature. For example, arranging satisfactory accommodation. Others are less easy to define. The largest category seems to be linguistic. Let's look at this in some details. Most students, in their own countries, will have little opportunity to practice using English. When foreign learners first have the opportunity to speak to an English-speaking person, they may have a shock. They often have great difficulty in understanding. I'll just mention three of the possible reasons for this. First, it seems to students that English people speak very quickly. Second, they speak with a variety of accents. Third, different styles of speech are used. For all of these reasons, students will have difficulty, mainly because they lack everyday practice in listening to English people speaking English. What can a student do then to overcome these difficulties? Obviously, attend English classes and, if a language laboratory is available, use it as much as possible. He should also listen to programs in English on the radio and TV. Perhaps most important of all, he should take every opportunity to meet and speak with native English-speaking people. Now listen again. Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. Listen to the song, It's a Long Way to Tipperary. Supply the missing words and sing along.
It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly, farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary.
Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage. It will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
At the age of 64, and having only a 1937 diploma from an apprentice training school, I decided to enroll in a new weekend college program at Findlay College in Ohio. now the University of Findlay. The result is, I was granted dual BA diplomas in 1985 at the age of 69. My degrees are in business administration and information systems analysis, which means computers. My excuse for going to college at that age was to find out what I did right in business for 33 years. The second reason was to prove to myself that I was an A student, which I accomplished by making the dean's list the second semester. Because the dean of the college knew that I expected to be treated like any other student, we both laughed about the professor who rushed into the dean's office and exclaimed, "I have a trustee of the college in my class. What do I do?" When the dean told me about it, my response was, "I hope you told him to fail me if I didn't do the work." The dean replied, "That is exactly what I told him."
Question number one. When did the speaker receive his diplomas? Question number two. The speaker received two BA degrees after a 5-year study at a college. What subjects are these degrees in? Question number three. What was one of the reasons why the speaker went to college? Question number four. Why did the professor feel so nervous when he found the speaker sitting in his class as one of his students? Question number five. What is the main lesson to be drawn from the passage?
This is the end of lesson one.